Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Deshaun Watson is throwing to Jerry Jeudy and David Bell at the Browns facility. No walking boot.
Whoa.
What's it all mean? Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. The lady who wrote that last story, Mary Kay Cabot, joining us right now. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Is this a five quarterback battle, Mary Kay?
Not right now. It's not, because Deshaun isn't ready to compete for the starting job. But he is determined to come back to the playing field. He's determined to come back this season. We know that because of things that he's been posting, things that he's been saying. We haven't had a chance to interview him yet. But you can gain a sense that he is trying to make this comeback. Now, whether or not he will be welcomed back to the field with open arms, that remains to be seen. But right now at this moment, the Browns have not ruled him out for 2025 later in the season. All they've told us so far is that he will miss significant time this season. And stranger things have happened in Cleveland Browns football history. So I don't know that we can completely slam the door shut on it.
Mary Kay, who would have to welcome him back with open arms?
Well, the whole organization, they would have to basically say, yes, we are willing to give you a chance to be on the active roster and see what you can do. And that will come from seeing how he practices and seeing how he's coming along and seeing how the medical exams are going. And maybe some of this is designed to get him ready to go somewhere else at some point. You know, who knows what the game plan really is right now. We really haven't gotten anybody to tell us definitively whether or not he will ever see the football field again for the Cleveland Browns. I've asked that question numerous times. You guys have probably heard me ask that question.
We have.
I've asked it of Jimmy and Dee Haslam at the owners' meetings. I've asked it at the Combine. I've asked it everywhere, because they never slammed the door shut on him coming back this season. And so it then, of course, has to be asked, do you see him suiting up and playing football for you again? And one of the answers, and it's in my story, one of the answers that Andrew gave at the Combine, I believe it was, is that Deshaun is absolutely invested and committed in being here. And I thought that was interesting. So there, you know, the rhetoric that we're getting on this whole thing, except for when Jimmy Haslam said, that it was a big swing and a miss. Other than that, the door is left open a crack that, you know, maybe, just maybe, it's not 100% over yet for him here.
I hear it in your voice that, yeah, possibility. Let's be realistic here. If you look at the guys who are here to compete for that spot, the guy who you could say has been the best player at that position, if it's not Flacco, it's certainly Deshaun. You know, when he was in Houston, he had some phenomenal years. If you could get that, why wouldn't you start him? The problem is, Mary Kay, we haven't seen that. And I wonder, even if he's healthy, is he ever going to be capable of performing like that again in the NFL? What do you think?
Well, we don't know the answer to that question. And I think I said this so many times last year when Deshaun Watson was playing in those first seven games of the season. First of all, he completely lost his confidence. He would look out there and Amari Cooper wasn't performing well. David Njoku was injured. Nick Chubb wasn't out there yet. The offensive tackles weren't there. The protection wasn't there. And he was failing out there miserably. Some of it was him. Some of it was everything going on around him. It was a combination of all of those things. And people don't want to hear that. A lot of people want that just to be put all on Deshaun's shoulders. But it was more than that. And if you're willing to look at the truth, then you can see that it was more than what was going on with him in those first seven games of the season. He didn't help matters, but he just didn't have a lot of help going on around him in a brand new offense that it was just horrible. It was a miserable flop all the way around. So we don't really know what he would have been like last year under better conditions. And again, maybe we will never, ever know the answer to that. There's a good chance we will never know the answer to that. But there is also a chance that maybe he would have been a little bit better last year than he had been able to show if things around him had been better. Now things around him should be better. The offensive line should be more intact. They will have a running game this year. Their receiving core, although I still think they need one more Pro Bowl caliber receiver, should be pretty good. I think the running game alone will help a lot. And he is not coming off of the shoulder surgery so immediately. He is coming off his revision of the Achilles, which isn't going to help matters. And then the defense, you know, should be better. There's so many factors. There are absolutely so many factors in all of this. But there is a chance that in this scheme that maybe he would be able to function better than he was able to in whatever was going on last year.
Mary Kay, I was reading one of your other stories online, and I'm curious, can you balance out how, or can you help me understand how Kevin Stefanski is going to balance out the quarterback competition if it's going to be fair, was the word that he used in the headline. But how does he make this work, and how does he come to a decision? And by the way, is it his decision, or is it front office and Kevin's decision?
Well, he always collaborates and talks things over with Andrew and the front office and things like that. But those decisions on who starts and who plays, those are Kevin Stefanski's decisions. So personnel decisions, the buck stops at Andrew. Playing and playtime decision, that's Kevin Stefanski. So whoever he wants to start at quarterback, that's who it's going to be. But in terms of making this competition fair, they will run two sets of passing drills, basically. They're running at kind of a passing camp in OTAs and the mandatory mini camp. They have to. They've got to get this passing game up to speed. And they'll have a couple of two different drills basically going on side by side, unless they're in 11-on-11s and things like that. But other than that, they will try to divide it up so that they can get these guys as many reps as possible and also make it as level a playing field as possible.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, covers the Browns for The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Joel Bitonio was on our morning show this morning, and he talked about why he came back and his confidence in Kevin Stefanski as coach and his confidence in what he heard, Mary Kay, about, you know, why what they're thinking moving forward. Do you think that's a shared thought in the locker room, the belief in Kevin and the belief in what they're planning, or is Joel just a longtime Brown who wants to keep playing football and believes in the guys that he's working for?
Well, I think it's a combination. I think a lot of guys really have bought into the Kevin Stefanski program and believe what he's selling and doing as the head coach of this football team. And he definitely is a player's coach and has the confidence of the players. But, by the same token, they have to get off to a strong start is what I think. I mean, they have a gauntlet that they have to get through starting in week four, where they're playing 4 out of 5 on the road, and they cannot lose the football team in the first 6-7 weeks of the season, or it's good night, Irene. You have to keep these veterans engaged. You have to keep them believing in the program. And I think a lot of them look back to last year and think it was quarterback centric and believe that a lot of the problems just had to do with the fact that Deshaun got hurt. You know, the offense, the new overhauled offense, just was an abject failure. And I think they can see that a return to the traditional Kevin Stefanski offense, at least for this year, they're kind of going back to walking before they can run and change things up to any great extent. I think they see that with a running game and, you know, and with a more traditional way of doing things, that they should fare much better.
You know, America, I keep eyeing down the wide receiving core, and I'm trying to figure out how that
and
matches
your vision
up.
Goes blurry, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it and trying to figure out how do they not still try to pick up another wide receiver somewhere in the mix here. And then I thought it was interesting that we're talking about David Bell is a part of that throwing group now with Deshaun Watson. Is Bell at the end of the line here? What do you think?
Well, David Bell suffered a dislocated hip last year and underwent surgery on it. So now he's in the process of trying to come back from that injury and that surgery. And that's a tough thing to come back from. And same thing with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Now, Dorian did not have surgery on his, but that's still a tough injury. So we'll have to see how David does. I don't know exactly where he is in his rehab. We will know more about that when we get out there next week for the first day of OTAs. We'll see what he's doing, if anything, in the OTAs, or if he's still kind of off to the side rehabbing. But, yeah, so I don't know exactly where he is, but there now are about 12 receivers. They've got 12 bodies out there at that position that they can use to split up for these concurrent drills.
Mary Kay, what options do the Browns have with Deshaun? Is putting him on the PUP list and ruling him out for the season a possibility? And if not, well, how are you going to carry him and carry the other guys as well?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the plan is going to be, because if you put him on PUP, then he would be on PUP for the season.
Right.
I do think that they have to really come up with some kind of a plan. And of course, we're going to be asking them again, what is the plan here? He seems like he's making a huge, huge push to try to come back. Now, when I've talked to people, you know, he technically could come back in October or November. That's 9 months after his Achilles. But with a revision, you probably are going to want to give that a little bit more time and not try to rush him back. So who knows if he would even be ready to play at all this season. But I think they'll keep their options open and just see how he's doing in 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, wouldn't it make more sense to start him on the IR, and if something happened, that they could bring him back after the 4 week periods, right?
Yeah.
Or is that too early? No,
that would probably be, you know, the way to go. You want to have him in a situation where if you decide that you want to activate him, that you would be able to do that. So, I think that they will keep their options open if it looks like he has any kind of a chance. And that's as opposed to with, like, JOK. They knew that JOK was not going to be able to play this season, so they put him on PUP for the season and ruled him out. They have not done that with Deshaun, and they could do that. They could come out and tell us next week he is absolutely not going to be ready, but they haven't done it, and so I think we just kind of have to keep it on the back burner and see how it goes.
Mary Kay, thank you. Look forward to talking to you next week and Browns with OTAs and everything else. It's starting to get fun. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks,
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And again, she has a couple of very informative pieces out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are we talking about Deshaun Watson today?
Why are we talking about Deshaun Watson today, Jeff?
Mary Kay and Deshaun posting stuff and Deshaun showing that he's throwing to some extent with some wide receivers, Jerry Jeudy and David Bell. Mm-hmm. And let's not ignore this obvious fact. Andy, they brought him in here because they thought he'd be really good, and they still owe him an awful lot of money.
Yes. Yes, they do.
You
and that's why you can't take
you can't,
him off the list.
Exactly.
100,000, or I'm sorry, 44 million reasons alone this season, I think. Right?
Is it 92 total for the next 2 years?
Something like that,
They owe him a ton of money. And if you're just going to write a check, well, maybe you ought to just see if the guy can help you a little bit. No?
You have to be ready to put him in the rotation if he's healthy towards the end of the season. It's interesting to hear what she said at the end. They didn't put him on the PUP list. And
yeah, I know.
He's probably eyeing up the IR to start the season. Because that way you can reevaluate, what, once every 4 weeks through the first 8 weeks of the season, at least. So,
Yeah, we can see him being on the injured list. I would think putting him on the PUP list might be difficult. And I say that for this reason.
Well, I can tell you why it wouldn't be.
Why?
Insurance.
Okay. Here's why it might be.
Okay.
What if he said, hey, I'm going to be good to go in November.
Okay. What are the doctors saying? If his doctors say he's good to go in November, now you've got a different story.
If the doctors say he has a chance to play this year and the Browns wanted to put him on the PUP list, wouldn't the NFLPA be a little up in arms about that?
Okay. So what are you going to do? You're going to file a grievance against the NFL? And by the time
Browns?
And before they hear the grievance, it's done. His contract's probably over by then. Unless, I don't know.
I would think they would get to it pretty quickly, wouldn't they?
We all know how those systems work. Sometimes they're slower than you think.
Is that how they are?
That's how they work. Here's my question for you, Jeff Phelps. The question that I ask each and every day that we start talking about quarterbacks. If Deshaun Watson was healthy, where would he be on the depth chart?
Number one. Wouldn't he?
Do you want me to argue with you?
No,
I can't.
I'm looking for a different opinion. Dano, where would he be on the depth chart?
Is my goal to win football games?
Great question. Great question.
Your goal is to play the best quarterback who gives you the best chance to win.
So my goal is to win football games.
Yes.
Then he's like second or third.
Behind?
Behind Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The last time we watched that guy play football.
He hasn't looked good.
He looked lost.
Yeah.
He looked a half step slow. He looked like he couldn't process. It was an utter mess. And while, yes, there were extenuating circumstances, there was also a lot of things that that guy did to make life harder on himself. And you think a guy who's having a hard time processing after being out for a year, then with a shoulder surgery, now you're going to take away some of his athleticism and this is going to get better?
I don't know. Maybe he wants to get back. He wants to prove everyone wrong. He wants to show that the contract that he signed here in Cleveland, that he was
that
worthy
he's a swing
of.
Swing and a hit. Andy.
Yeah, swing and a hit, not a swing and a miss. In fact, he wants to be a grand slam.
Swinging a fly ball to left field.
Also because he knows, you
going
know,
way
I don't,
back.
I don't know.
Trying to write motivational posters that are hung in high school.
I'm just saying, I don't know how somebody could live on, you know, just
Wands
a
at the wall. He's
a
looking
penalty, $235 million, you know, over a contract.
Gone.
I don't know. I mean, that's tough, man. That's tough. That's ramen noodles every night to be able to live on something like that.
Ramen.
You don't think he's going to have the heart, the desire, maybe eyeing down another contract on the other side of this that somebody might give him a shot that will be nowhere near what the Browns paid him? Of course.
Would you guys agree with this? It clearly appears the guy wants to play again.
Yes.
Because if not, you wouldn't think he'd be in there working and trying to get better. Now, does he have to show up and do all that to get his contract, to get him paid? He might not have to. He doesn't have to
be
there right now.
If I were him, if I was just worried about getting paid, I'd still have the boot on my leg.
I would too, and I don't know that I'd be showing up right now.
I'd be like the
throwing with guys.
I'd be the Whiplash guy in the Brady Bunch episode, walking into court. Remember that one?
Played by Jackie Coogan.
Oh, is that that one?
Wasn't
the fact that you know that.
Why wouldn't it be Jackie Coogan?
Of course.
Wasn't it Jackie Coogan?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, when it held auditions, it was a one of one.
Mr. Brady was so smart when he took his suitcase and threw it on the ground. Or his briefcase.
I think it was Jackie Coogan. I now have to do an Andy and Google it.
Would you stop saying do an Andy by Googling? Stop it. That's wrong. Wrong.
It was. It was Jackie Coogan.
Oh, I feel so much
Uncle
better.
Uncle Fester, of course.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Really? That was Uncle Fester,
are
too?
Are you kidding me? You
I
didn't
never
realize
really thought
that?
About, yeah, why would I think of that?
Good night, everybody.
I mean, we're not beating that one. I think we're all smarter for that alone.
You want me to really disgust you?
Yeah.
Not only was Jackie Coogan in the Brady Bunch.
Here we go.
He played a neighbor on the Partridge Family. You know what his name was?
No.
Mr. Phelps.
Mr. Phelps. There it is.
There it is.
Today, we salute Jackie Coogan right here on the Baskin and Phelps program. And we want to recognize the fact that he would have been...
Tell us a program.
114 years old. That's why. Because we're talking about a subject that's 114 years
old. Tim's in Bedford. Coogan was a fine child actor.
He was also in Charlie Chaplin's film...
Tim.
The Kid.
Tim.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, man. Welcome to Black and White Radio.
I haven't... Haven't talked to you for a while. I don't
We've
know if
missed
you remember
you. Where
last
you been?
Year. I've been in the hospital. I was on the list for that double lung transplant.
How you feeling, right. Tim? How you feeling? Good?
Yesterday was my 8th month anniversary of getting my new lung.
Way to go, Tim. Congratulations.
Good job, Tim.
And congratulations to your surgeons, too, and whatever hospital.
Oh, yeah. They're the best on the Cleveland Clinic. You'd be right.
There you go.
Anyways, I'm glad to be back.
Good. Good to have you.
Regarding the Watson deal. You know, like you said, the way he ended up last year, you know, right now the guy's not a home run hitter. He's got a warning track power. And, you know, I would hate to free up a roster spot for him and lose one of these other four quarterbacks without knowing what you have, you know?
Tim, I agree completely. You got to assume he's going to be on the injured list at the start of the season. But, Tim, your point is this, and I was thinking the same thing. What if in November he's healthy and he says, hey, you got to activate me? You know,
the thing that concerns me about that is what's it do to the locker room? You know, even if you're playing 500 ball and he's ready to come back in November, you don't know what kind of rapport he had with the players after all this time off. Now, he killed it in 2020, but he hasn't done anything since.
Isn't this the reason that we got rid of Flacco in the first place last year?
Because
we were concerned about that?
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Good point. Yeah. So, I mean, I just would hate to see that happen. Sometimes you make mistakes and you pay for it the rest of your life. And I think this might have been one of Haslam's mistakes, where it's going to cost him money, to the rest of that contract. And, hey, bite the bullet, wish him well. If somebody picks him up, fine. But I think we need to move forward and just get out of it.
Tim, thanks for calling.
Tim, thanks for calling.
Back.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Tim in Bedford. That's one of the issues here. And, let's say any of these other four guys win the starting job, Andy, and they're playing decent football. All right? Let's just say they're a 500 team and November hits and Deshaun's ready to go. What do you do?
I'm just wondering what people would think if he showed up back up on the field. Like, do you want Deshaun Watson back on the field? I mean, the owner said swing and a miss. You've got four other quarterbacks here.
Does Deshaun Watson want to play for that guy?
I mean, would you rather see... Well, he wants to play, period. Doesn't matter who. And the checks don't matter what it says. So my question for you
is...
It's
not made out to big swing and a miss, is it?
No, it's not. It's made out to Deshaun Watson. Would you rather see... I mean, I'll even say Shador Sanders, or I'll say, I can say any of the quarterbacks. Would you rather see any of the four over Deshaun if for some reason he gets healthy in the middle of the season?
Yeah.
That's... we had a conversation about this before the show that, I don't know if you're right or if you're 100% right or wrong, Dan, but you said the fans would freak out if he gets back on the field.
I believe this is what would take place. Audio courtesy of CBS. For those of you who did not recognize that, that is the audio from the 2001 Bottlegate game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, where everything got thrown on the field. Gut feeling? I think that's about how it would go.
But Andy, they don't do what? Pack much of a wallop.
I don't know. I was on the. I know I stand alone. A lot of people got mad. I was on the field when that happened, and I actually didn't. I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't think it was that big a deal on the field. I'll say it today. I was there. I was on the field. I watched people go. And by the way, you can't do it. It's stupid. Don't ever do it again. We don't want to be. Because the hard part is if you go back and listen to that call, the referees were 1,000% at fault. And when we started throwing bottles, the fans did, everything turned against the fans. And we missed the whole point of what happened there.
Is Dan right? If you put Deshaun on the field next year, you freak out, Browns fans? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up at noon, why you might not want to get too excited about the idea of Dylan Gabriel. Just going to...
Really?
Just throwing that out.
That's something we're going to talk about.
That's coming up at
noon. We're going to actually talk about that. Why we shouldn't be excited about it.
Coming up at noon.
Wow.
Why maybe you shouldn't.
Oh, now you're
maybe.
Soft. Yeah.
No, I said maybe before. I hope the guy lights it up. That'd be great. We're talking about what if here. What if the guy who's been in the facility and is working and doesn't have his Achilles in a walking boot anymore and has it surgically repaired for the second time and is throwing to wide receivers Jerry Jeudy and David Bell, what if he becomes healthy during the season? What do you do if you're the Browns? What do you do if you're Chris buzzing around in a car? Hello, Chris.
Hey, I just like, what are we talking about here, guys? Like, he hasn't played well in 5 years. He's got a shoulder surgery, 2 Achilles surgeries. Nothing about the news that he's walking out of a boot throwing to Jerry Jeudy is exciting at all. He's dead money and has been dead money to me since the draft.
Got $44 million just laying around?
I don't care how much he's getting paid.
For $44 million a year, he's going to be relevant. Chris, dude.
On the sideline so I can win some games. He is a liability.
I'm not disagreeing with your point and what you're saying, but for $44 million, he's going to be relevant. We're going to end up talking about him. And if he's in the facility throwing footballs, you better believe that the guy they went out and invested all this money in could have a shot somewhere down the road here.
Chris, would you even
I know
give
you
him
don't
a,
want to hear it.
Would you even give the healed up Deshaun Watson a look? And if not, what would you do?
In my opinion, he has a bad assessment of his own game. And if Kevin Stefanski puts him in November when he supposedly might be healthy, then Kevin Stefanski has a bad assessment of quarterbacks at that point. And honestly, at that point, he should be gone because you're going to make continually bad decision after
is
bad
Is that
decision.
Kevin or the front team. Office? Is that the front office saying we're paying someone $44 million, we need to see him on the field?
To go because they have their priorities mixed up. And if you want to pay somebody to not win games, then do that.
Well, maybe that's why they went out and got another first-round pick last year to not win games so they can get another quarterback early in the draft next year. I'm just I'm being devil's advocate on you, Chris.
Next year. We're talking about this year, though.
Or are they thinking about next year?
Because he's under contract for 2 more?
Yes.
Right, but I mean, to me, he's been dead money. I mean, I'll shut up and listen, guys, but thank you guys for taking my
Chris,
call.
Right, here's Chris. What I want you to have a drink on us that you can pay for with yourself. How's that sound? Fair? I think so.
See, here's the thing. Ultimately,
did you like that? You like that.
Ultimately,
like that.
I agree with everything.
It took me half a second to piece all the parts of that together.
Yes.
I agree with everything Chris said.
I can't argue with Chris other than the fact.
Except
the cash, baby.
There it is.
Show me the money.
You're actually paying the guy. You actually at one point thought he was the answer. If he's healthy and can figure it out, which we don't think he can figure it out, he might get healthy, but... But he just might at some point this season say, I'm healthy. I shouldn't be on this injured list anymore. You either need to activate me or do something here.
Great. You're on the practice squad. Welcome.
Although you're taking up a roster spot.
Great. You're on the practice squad. Welcome. Someone can pick you off the practice
could
squad.
Could somebody please come get him? Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
Hey, Todd.
What's up, buddy?
Jeff. Dan. Andy.
Todd.
I sent you something on Instagram about MLS, Dan, but I'll get back to that
here.
So, I'm with it, man. Everybody that's eligible to compete needs to compete. Everybody that's eligible to compete needs to compete. If he can get himself together, and he can put in some work where he might be able to beat any one of these dudes out, I'm totally with it. I'm not going to freak out at all. But there's only so much preseason games to play, so there's so many plays to put in, and the beginning of the year is going to be rough for them, so they can't take any crazy chances. But I may have called in a little bit too early, because I sure called in to ask y'all this question. Man, are y'all as anxious as I am to see what Gabriel gets paid after we now see what Sanders is getting paid? Because Gabriel put in much better work against much better competition based on what I've seen. Moving on.
I don't think
it's a good question. It's a really good. I thought the same thing when I saw the contract.
You think, Katie?
What? He's going to get more than Sanders.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah, I would hope so too. Yeah. He got drafted two rounds earlier.
One of those dudes is going to be trade bait. Mark my word for it. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Todd. Well, that's.
I can buy that.
They have four, maybe five quarterbacks. They're not all going to be here. Correct?
Correct. Correct.
I saw something that made me think either good for him or, oh boy, apparently Bill Belichick's girlfriend, what's her name? Jordan Hudson? Is that her name?
By the way, just real quick, remember you brought up Jackie Coogan? This is super fast. Jackie Coogan, less Uncle Fester.
Did you just derail the derail?
I did. I derailed the derail.
Yes.
I derailed the Watson conversation, and now you're derailing my derail.
Yeah, I want to see if you get this, though.
This is like inception of derailment.
I know. I just want to hear if Jeff gets this, man, I will forever hold him. He is on the Mount Rushmore we talked about. He'll be on the Mount Rushmore of black and white television.
Yeah,
of worthless knowledge. Coogan's first wife was, if he gets this, I'll be shocked. I hope you get it wrong.
Marilyn Monroe.
So close. Betty Grable.
Yeah, baby.
Just saying. Man, Fester did okay for himself there. Congratulations.
See, bald guys can get hot chicks.
Especially when you're 114.
I'm going to bring up the Belichick thing in a minute.
Mark, I want to hear about it.
Mark's driving around. Hey, Mark.
Hey, man.
Mark, you with us?
Thanks for playing, Mark.
Mark, it was good to have you with us.
Oh, there he is. Hang on. Hey, Mark.
Whoa. Yo. It's Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. Sorry,
yeah.
Mike.
Sorry.
Mike. Yeah. No worries. Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on this Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, please do.
Conversation. He will never step on the field in a Browns uniform again. There's no doubt. I mean, even if he comes back and he is healthy, there's no way. I mean, the owner has already said it was a swing and a miss. So,
Mark, I think too.
Right? Yeah. I mean, we've got four quarterbacks now on slated for coming in. I think there's a few of them that are formidable, but I think Watson I don't even think he'll play in the NFL again, truthfully.
Well, that's a possibility, Mark. The thing of it is, if the organization puts a guy back on the field who the owner has already said we took a big swing and a miss, what does that say about the organization?
Exactly. That's exactly my point, Jeff. And I think he, with the injuries and with everything else going on in his head, I truly think he's done.
Mike, you might be right. Mike, thanks for the phone call.
It sounds to me like he wants to come back.
Can I riddle you this one?
Riddle me.
I'm going to derail this one.
Oh, we're even derailing a derail of a derail?
No, we're derailing the derail that derailed, but we're going back to the original derail.
Okay, go ahead.
Wouldn't that be on the rail then?
True. Good point. Good point.
Our buddy Mike Florio. Mike loves writing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Report, Jordan Hudson has told at least one person she and Bill Belichick are engaged. Now, on some levels, can we just say Bill Belichick, 73, not exactly a ball of fire personality, and 24-year-old third runner-up in the Miss Maine contest, who's quite cute, Jordan Hudson. Good for you, Bill. On the other hand, as if Bill needed any other sideshow other than Bill Belichick goes to college to coach football.
This is a man that once put his dog up on camera during the draft because he didn't want to be seen.
Now, that was fun.
That was fun.
That was fun. I like that. But can you even grasp the concept? I'm having trouble with it. Of Bill allowing, you know, Bill, not Mr. Media and everything else, as you just said, the dog and all that. Of Bill allowing this, and if he's in love, good for him. Everybody deserves to be in love and to find happiness. Good for him. Good for her. And I sincerely mean that.
Yep.
Does this just seem like the most non-Bill Belichick thing ever? Hi, really hot young girlfriend about 50 years younger than me, and I'm letting her call shots in my football program.
I just want to be there when they meet the wedding advisor or the wedding planner, and they're trying to sit there. Maybe she took wedding planning at Foxborough High. I don't
hope
know.
Hope they go to the church. Just walk in.
Yeah,
just walk in. You don't need any.
You know what?
Just go.
I'm onto the flowers. I'm onto the rings.
We're out of the tablecloths.
You can sit here and talk.
Isn't this whole storyline?
I told you we talked about the centerpieces before.
Isn't it the most non-Belichick thing you've ever heard? This whole thing just baffles me. It's like, Bill, what happened to you?
Do you think he likes being in the spotlight now?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's so non-Belichick that it's ridiculous. And maybe it's awesome. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. What is it?
I'm on to the invitations. What's next? I'm on to the hors d'oeuvres. Could you imagine how nonsensical that meeting would be? Could you imagine being in it? Honey, I really want the upgrade on the flowers. The centerpieces just don't have it. And by the way, that's not North Carolina. That's what is that? Oh, that's New England blue. No, sorry. I can't even. I don't know.
It's just so non-Belichick. It's unbelievable.
It is very, very un. Maybe it is him, though. I'd be interested to talk to people that have been lifelong friends with him.
I have no.
That his public persona is much different than the way he is.
I have no problem with, you know, it's two people. They're both adults. If they fall in love or if it's a marriage that works for both of them, that's their business. It's just that this is such a non-Belichick thing. It's unbelievable to me. I don't get it.
Can we get Bill on the line too? If she's saying they're engaged, my question is: has Bill been to Bookman's son yet? Because I'm telling you, Josh is going to take care of Bill. I bet he does. He would. No, has. Do you think he's going to throw a credit app at Bill's face? No, I don't think so.
I would.
Josh
really,
is, and if Bill doesn't want to buy a ring there, Josh is cool with it. Josh will say, just take it. It's no big deal.
I would really like to be excited about the idea of Dylan Gabriel being the starting quarterback of this football team.
Wait, what does this have to do with getting engaged?
I don't think I can.
Did I miss him?
After our next segment.
Ah, now I see.
It's Baskin and Phillips here on The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.